Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. We're talking about adoption because yesterday was a big day, or was it? Well, Minister for Children Roderick O'Gorman has published information and tracing legislation which will give adopted people automatic rights to information about their background. But how long is that going to take? And is it as easy as that? I just had Susan Lohan on from adoption.ie. She thinks she went through the whole bill yesterday all afternoon and she thinks it's flawed and still more needs to be done on this. Absolutely. I'm delighted to have Christine Hennessy. She is a post-adoption service leader for Barnardo's. She's on the line. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Can you just explain what is involved in being a post-adoption service leader?
So I manage a national service which provides therapeutic support to adopted children and teenagers, and also to mothers who have parted with children for adoption and to adopted adults. So we meet with people individually, and we also provide a range of group supports, including to those whose births were illegally registered.
Okay, there are definitely a lot of younger listeners who wouldn't be familiar at all with adoption, but it was a regular occurrence for generations in this country, right?
Absolutely. Jennifer, I was just having a look at the Adoption Authority website this morning just to have some figures ready for you. So in 1967, there were 1,540 births to single mothers. And of that number, 1,493 of those babies, would you believe, were placed for adoption.
Wow.
Now, you know, fast forward to 2019, there were 22,772 births to women who were not married, and of that, 79 children were placed for adoption in Ireland. So you can see there's been a sea change. I was just listening to Susan, and I can actually trump her. I'm 40 years, would you believe, working in the field of adoption. So I've been present to see so many changes in the whole area through the years since I first started
Absolutely.
My career.
Absolutely. Wow. And thank you for doing the work that you do. It's so badly needed. Christine, what did you make of the news yesterday?
Well, it's extremely welcome. Jennifer, I realise that there is details that will need to be debated and discussed and improvements made. But the overall thrust of the bill, the aim of the bill is to provide for the full and unredacted release of birth and early life information to people who've attained the age of 16. I'm just reading from the explanatory memorandum for the bill. And that's extremely welcome and something that we in Barnardo's would have wanted for a very long time for everybody concerned. It's been extremely difficult for adopted adults not to have the same rights as everybody else to know where they came from, who they are, and to be given the option of perhaps choosing to find their family of origin.
The thing I find quite difficult to get my head around is the length of time it takes to get that kind of information. As Susan was talking about, you know, sometimes it's a 2-3 year waiting list. I mean, that no wonder they need your service, because just hearing that stresses me out and gives me anxiety. I mean, that seems like a huge amount of time to have to wait for that basic information.
Yes, indeed. There have been really quite extraordinary waiting lists in Tusla for these services. And I suppose that's really where we come in, because
yeah.
We run support meetings for adopted adults and for women who've parted with children for adoption, and indeed for people affected by incorrect, by illegal birth registration. And people can email us at adoption@barnardos.ie to find out a bit more about those support meetings. In fact, there's a link on our webpage to a lovely publication and podcast called Growing Stronger Together, which we released last year, and that captured some stories of women who attended our support groups for mothers over the years and told some very sad tales of the sadness and loss they felt and their frustration in not being able to find their sons and daughters. So people might like to tap into the Barnardo's, www.barnardos.ie website, adoption, to have a little listen to that podcast. It'll give people a flavour of the work we do on the adult team.
Can I ask you, the legislation uses the term mother instead of birth mother. Why is that?
Well, language around adoption, Jennifer, is really very difficult. It's very difficult to get it right for everybody. And I think many women who parted with children for adoption found the term birth mother, a little bit insulting, because they would say it implied that their only role was to give birth to their baby and they had no role further in their child's life. Now, other women that we've dealt with were quite happy with the term birth mother. Natural mother is another word, another phrase that has been used, but it's extremely difficult. The language is obviously very sensitive, and obviously we've got to think of the adoptive mothers, the women who raised the children, and their voices too.
Absolutely.
And their sensitivities in this whole area.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's so many people to consider, really,
indeed,
isn't there?
Is.
Regarding people who are the subject of an illegal birth registration, the bill will provide a legal mechanism for provision of an accurate birth registration to affected individuals while remaining mindful of their current identity. Can you explain what an illegal birth registration is?
Yes, indeed. So this is a situation where a person was registered as if born to the parents who raised them, as opposed to correctly registered in the name of the mother who gave birth to them. So this whole experience applied to people who would have been born usually in circumstances of extreme secrecy. I mean, almost all adoption was covered with a high level of secrecy. But we've come across situations where the mother who raised the child was asked to pretend to be the mother who gave birth to the child, even stories such as putting cushions under jumpers and so on, and going home from a nursing home with the child and pretending that that baby was born to her. And some of those growing children, teenagers, adults, were told by the parents who raised them the truth of their origins, but unfortunately some of them weren't, and Bernardus provide a support group service and an individual service for people who were incorrectly registered in that way. So we're really delighted with that part of the bill, because for the first time, as I understand it, and I've been doing my best to cram on the bill since yesterday, but for the first time it allows an opportunity, most importantly, to correct the original birth registration, but also to give the adult the opportunity or the choice to have a cert issued in the name of their social parents, the parents who raised them. So to do their best to correct what the wrongs of the past, really. But certainly that experience can be emotionally extremely difficult for the people concerned.
Over 40 years, you meet a lot of people who've gone through the adoption process. Is it important for people that they are reconnected?
For some, it's certainly important for almost all adopted adults to know, to have information about their origins, to understand, like every human being needs to know who they are, where they came from, who they were born to. That's a human right. Of that, then, another smaller proportion might choose to search. That doesn't apply to everybody. Some people decide, no, I'm quite happy with the mum and dad that raised me, whom I love very much, and I don't want to go down the road of searching. Others, and we work with children and teenagers as well, for others it's extremely important right from the time they're very young to find their original family. So, you know, it varies hugely from one individual to the next, how they feel about searching. Certainly what you said in the beginning is absolutely right. People need to prepare and have support both before and afterwards. We run a 4-session course for adopted adults called Exploring Adoption, to which adults who are both considering search, who have searched, are welcome to attend. And that gives people an opportunity to meet others under professional guidance by our counsellors and therapists here in Bernardo's, but also to prepare not just practically how to search, but particularly emotionally for what the outcome can be and how the feelings afterwards, and the range of people that are affected by the decision as well.
And all the support is there. You can go to bernardos.ie. Can I just ask you finally, so the bill is welcome. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
If you could wave a magic wand and do anything to that bill, what would you do?
We're a little bit conscious and perhaps concerned about the mothers out there who are maybe nervous about this bill, because this is quite a sea change in terms of the privacy of women. Now, you don't want to overstate that either. Many of the women we've offered support now to almost a thousand women through our groups really welcome the opening up of the opening up possibilities this legislation is bringing, but there are a proportion out there who are nervous. So I suppose I would like to see a little bit more of a notice period given to allow women to contact organisations such as ourselves. And, you know, just to give a name, we have Judith in Cork, who is at 021-203-8005. On myself today, Christine in Dublin, 01-813-4100. And if there are any women out there who may be worried or nervous or concerned about the implications of this bill, just pick up the phone and ring us and we'll steer you in the right direction in absolute confidentiality.
Christine Hennessy from Barnardus, thank you so much for joining me today. And 40 years, my God, that is some immense time to be doing the work that you do. Thank you for your service. And people can go to barnardus.ie and find out information there. Thank you so much, Christine. Have a lovely day, okay?
Thank you, Jennifer. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.